All right, so let's talk about YouTube. You're putting out great content, you're getting views, but those subscriber numbers just aren't budging. It's frustrating.
It's like you're throwing this amazing party, everyone shows up, has a blast, but then nobody RSVPs for the next one.
Exactly. So what gives? Why are people so hesitant to hit that subscribe button, even when they clearly enjoy your videos?
Well, that's what we're diving into today, the mystery of low subscriber growth, even when the views are rolling in.
And to help us solve this mystery, we're turning to an article from TunePocket.
A royalty-free music site that clearly knows a thing or two about the YouTube game.
The article was published just this week on February 20th, 2025, and it outlines seven potential culprits for low subscriber growth.
And we're going to break down each one with some expert insights to help you crack the code.
This episode is brought to you by TunePocket. Boost your YouTube success with powerful free video optimization tools. Visit TunePocket.com to get started.
So let's jump right in. Culprit number one, according to TunePocket, is that viewers simply don't see the value in subscribing.
They're watching your videos, they're enjoying the content, but they don't feel compelled to stick around for more.
And TunePocket emphasizes audience retention as a key metric here.
Think about it. If people are clicking away from your videos before they end, they're not getting enough out of it to warrant hitting that subscribe button.
It's like going to a restaurant, having a mediocre appetizer, and deciding to skip the main course.
Exactly. You want your content to be the main course that people crave, the one they can't wait to order again and again.
So how do we make sure our content is that irresistible main course?
It all comes down to having a strong value proposition. What unique benefit does subscribing to your channel offer? What can viewers get from you that they won't find anywhere else?
So it's like you're promising a delicious meal, but you need to entice them with a mouth-watering description on the menu.
Right, precisely. You need to make it crystal clear why your channel is worth subscribing to, what's in it for them.
Okay, so we've got that irresistible value proposition down. Now what?
Well, TunePocket's second culprit is a simple one, but often overlooked. The call to action, or CTA.
Are you actually asking viewers to subscribe?
Sometimes we get so caught up in explaining things that we forget to give that little nudge.
Ouch. I've definitely been guilty of that. Is there a magic formula for a good CTA?
No magic formula, but there are ways to make it more compelling. Instead of a bland subscribe, try something like, "Hit that subscribe button to join our awesome community," or "Don't miss out on future videos like this. Subscribe now."
So be enthusiastic, be inviting.
Exactly. And TunePocket also highlights the importance of timing and placement. Consider adding your CTA after you've delivered a particularly valuable piece of information.
Maybe with some cool on-screen text or a pinned comment.
Exactly. You want to make it easy for viewers to take action when they're feeling most engaged.
Okay, so we've got the value proposition and the call to action. But what if viewers are still bouncing early?
That brings us to TunePocket's next culprit: poor audience retention.
You're losing viewers before they reach the end of your video.
And that's a problem because it signals to YouTube that your content isn't engaging enough.
So how do we keep those viewers hooked from start to finish?
You need to grab their attention from the first second and keep them entertained throughout the entire video.
Easier said than done, right? Especially in today's world of short attention spans.
True. But it's not impossible. That audience retention graph in YouTube Analytics is your secret weapon here.
I have to admit, I find that graph a bit intimidating. Where do you even begin?
Look for patterns. Are people dropping off during your intro? Maybe it's too long or not engaging enough?
Those like the opening scene of a movie. You need that captivating shot that leaves the audience wanting more.
Exactly. TunePocket suggests keeping intros snappy, using visuals and music to create that instant hook.
Okay, that makes sense. So what's next on our list of subscriber growth saboteurs?
Here's a surprising one. TunePocket's fourth reason for low subscriber growth might actually seem like good news at first glance.
How could something good be bad for subscriber growth?
Well, they're talking about getting traffic from sources other than YouTube.
But more traffic is a good thing, right?
Yeah.
More views, more potential subscribers.
It is. But think of it this way. Someone stumbles across your video from a Google search or a link on another website. They might love that specific video, but they don't know anything about your channel yet.
They're just dipping their toes in the water.
Exactly. They haven't had the chance to fall in love with your content or your brand yet.
So how do we turn those one-time visitors into loyal subscribers?
By giving them a reason to stick around, TunePocket suggests linking to relevant content within your videos, creating playlists that guide viewers down a rabbit hole of awesome content.
basically showing them what your channel is all about.
Exactly. Giving them a taste of what they'll get if they subscribe.
All right. That makes sense. Moving on, Toon Pocket's fifth culprit is a misaligned target audience.
You might be making incredible content, but is it reaching the right people?
So you could be pouring your heart and soul into videos that just aren't resonating with your intended audience.
And that's why analyzing viewer demographics is so crucial. Are the people watching your videos the same people you're trying to reach? Age, location, interests, it all matters.
I see your point. It's like trying to sell ice to Eskimos if your audience isn't interested in what you're offering.
Exactly. And if there's a mismatch, it might be time to refine your content.
So study those competitors who are successfully attracting your target audience.
Maybe even tweak those titles and thumbnails to better align with their expectations.
Speaking of competition, that brings us to culprit number six, being in a crowded niche.
Some topics are just naturally more competitive on YouTube.
Like Toon Pocket highlights children's content as being super popular right now.
Makes sense. Kids love YouTube. Parents love having something to keep their kids occupied.
They even gave the example of nursery rhyme channels. There are tons of them popping up all the time.
So how do you break through the noise in those crowded niches?
It's survival of the fittest in the YouTube jungle, but what are our weapons?
Well, finding your unique angle is crucial. What makes your content stand out? Maybe it's your animation style, your choice of music, or even the personality you bring to those rhymes.
So it's about finding that special something that sets you apart from the competition.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of collaboration.
Like teaming up with other creators in your niche to tap into new audiences.
It's like forming an alliance in that YouTube jungle, strength in numbers and all that.
Right. And if all else fails, don't rule out the possibility of pivoting.
If you're struggling to gain traction in a hyper-competitive niche, maybe there's a slightly different angle within that broader area of interest that's less saturated.
So we've tackled value propositions, calls to action, audience retention, external traffic, target audience alignment, and competition. But our journey through the seven culprits of low subscriber growth isn't over yet.
Stay tuned for part two, where we'll explore the importance of engagement and debunk a common myth that could actually be harming your channel.
This episode is brought to you by Toon Pocket. Boost your YouTube success with powerful free video optimization tools. Visit ToonPocket.com to get started.
All right, so we're back talking about YouTube subscriber growth.
Yeah.
And honestly, it can feel like an uphill battle sometimes.
Especially when you're putting in all this effort, creating great content, but the engagement just isn't there.
Yeah, it's like you're talking to a brick wall. Those comments and likes are few and far between.
Toon Pocket actually calls this out as culprit number seven, lack of viewer engagement.
And it makes sense, right? Because YouTube is all about community.
Yeah.
Building those connections with your audience.
Exactly. You want people to feel like they're part of something special, like they belong.
But how do you create that sense of belonging? It's easy to feel like you're just shouting into the void sometimes.
Well, first off, remember those comments we talked about earlier? Don't just let them sit there unanswered.
I'll admit, sometimes I get a little overwhelmed by the sheer volume of comments. But you're right. Taking the time to respond can make a big difference.
Absolutely. It shows viewers that you're listening, that you value their input. Even a simple, thanks for watching, or I appreciate your feedback, can go a long way.
It's like acknowledging someone in a crowded room, right?
Yeah.
Making them feel seen.
Precisely. And don't be afraid to ask questions in your videos, too. Encourage viewers to share their thoughts and experiences.
It's like turning a monologue into a dialogue.
Exactly. And that's what community is all about. Conversation, connection sharing.
And while we're on the subject of connection, what about personality? Should you let your authentic self shine through? Or is it better to be more polished, more professional?
I think authenticity is key. People connect with realness, with those little quirks and imperfections that make us human.
So it's okay to let your guard down a bit, to be yourself.
Absolutely. In fact, I think it's essential if you want people to truly connect with you and your content.
So we've talked about engaging with viewers through comments and personality. What are some other ways to build community on YouTube?
Well, think about creating content that's specifically designed to foster interaction, like Q&A videos, challenges, or even collaborations with other creators.
It's like hosting events at that YouTube party we talked about earlier, giving people a reason to mingle and connect.
Exactly. And don't forget about the power of social media. Use it to extend the conversation beyond YouTube, to interact with your audience on a more personal level.
So it's about creating a multifaceted community, a network of connections that extends beyond just watching videos.
Precisely. And when you've built that strong community, it becomes a self-perpetuating cycle. Engaged viewers are more likely to subscribe, more likely to share your content, and more likely to attract new viewers.
Okay, so engagement is key. But what about that shortcut that some creators try? Buying subscribers.
Ah, yes. The quick fix that promises instant gratification but ultimately leads to disappointment?
Toon Pocket is firmly against it. And I have to agree, those bot subscribers are like empty shells. They might boost your numbers, but they're not going to engage with your content.
Exactly. They're not going to leave comments. They're not going to share your videos. They're not going to become part of your community.
And YouTube's algorithm is getting smarter by the day. It can spot those fake accounts from a mile away, and it might even penalize your channel for trying to game the system.
It's just not worth the risk. Building a genuine community takes time and effort, but it's the only way to create a truly successful YouTube channel.
So we've talked about Toon Pocket's 7 culprits of low subscriber growth. We've debunked the myth of buying subscribers, and we've explored a whole bunch of strategies for building a thriving YouTube community.
But our journey isn't over yet. Stay tuned for part 3, where we'll delve into the importance of consistency, patience, and staying true to your vision.
This episode is brought to you by Toon Pocket. Boost your YouTube success with powerful free video optimization tools. Visit toonpocket.com to get started.
All right, so we're back for the final part of our YouTube subscriber deep dive.
We've covered a lot, haven't we? Those pesky culprits that are holding you back, the importance of engagement, building a genuine community.
It's been quite a journey. But as we wrap things up, there's one key ingredient that we can't overlook: patience.
Ah, yes. The virtue that's often in short supply in our fast-paced digital world.
It's so easy to get caught up in the numbers, the views, the subscribers, the constant comparison.
That growing a YouTube channel takes time. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
You can't expect to see overnight success, especially in today's crowded online landscape.
So how do you stay motivated when those subscriber numbers are creeping up at a snail's pace?
Honestly, that's something I struggle with sometimes. It's easy to get discouraged.
I hear you. But here's the thing. Focus on what you can control. The quality of your content, the value you provide, the connections you make with your audience.
Toon Pocket really emphasized that in their article, the importance of patience and persistence.
It's about playing the long game, building something sustainable, something meaningful.
So shift your mindset from chasing numbers to creating something you're truly proud of.
Exactly. And when you're creating from a place of passion and authenticity, it shows, it resonates with viewers. And that's what ultimately attracts subscribers.
Okay, so patience is key. What about consistency? Toon Pocket mentioned that as a crucial factor in building a successful YouTube channel.
Consistency is like building a house, brick by brick. You can't expect to have a finished structure if you only lay a few bricks every now and then.
So it's about showing up regularly, even when you don't feel like it, even when inspiration is running low.
Exactly. Establish a posting schedule. That works for you. And stick to it as much as possible.
But what if you're feeling burnt out, creatively drained? Is it okay to take a break?
Absolutely. Your mental and emotional well-being are paramount. And sometimes a step back can actually lead to a creative leap forward.
So it's about finding that balance between consistency and self-care.
Precisely. And remember, consistency isn't just about posting frequency. It's also about maintaining a cohesive brand identity.
Right. We talked about that earlier, the importance of having a consistent look, feel, and messaging across all your content.
Think of it like your favorite band. You recognize their music, their style, their energy instantly.
Exactly. It's about creating that instant recognition, that familiarity that makes people want to subscribe.
Now, let's talk about something that's often overlooked in the pursuit of YouTube success, staying true to your vision.
It's so easy to get caught up in trends, algorithms, what everyone else is doing.
But at the end of the day, your channel should be a reflection of you, your unique voice, your perspective.
Don't be afraid to be different, to stand out from the crowd, to create content that you're truly passionate about.
Because that's what will attract the right audience. The people who genuinely connect with your message, the ones who will become your loyal subscribers.
It's like finding your tribe, your niche, your people.
Exactly. And once you've found them, nurture those relationships, engage with them, build a community around your shared passions.
And that brings us full circle, doesn't it? From those 7 culprits of low subscriber growth to the importance of patience, consistency, and authenticity.
It's been quite a journey. But remember, growing a YouTube channel is a marathon, not a sprint. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of heart.
But when you focus on creating valuable content, connecting with your audience, and staying true to your vision, the subscribers will follow.
And who knows, maybe someday Toon Pocket will be writing an article about your incredible success story.
So that wraps up our deep dive into the world of YouTube subscriber growth. We hope you found it helpful and maybe even a little inspiring.
Remember, it's all about the journey. Enjoy the process, stay true to yourself, and the subscribers will come.
Until next time, keep creating, keep engaging, and keep those subscriber numbers climbing.
This episode is brought to you by Toon Pocket. Boost your YouTube success with powerful free video optimization tools. Visit ToonPocket.com to get started.